After the bloodbath of Cannae, as Rome buried tens of thousands of its sons, a young noble stood before the Temple of Jupiter and swore a vow. "I will not rest until Carthage bleeds." That boy was Publius Cornelius Scipio. And while Hannibal ravaged Italy, Scipio rose, not through politics, but through fire, steel, and vision. He conquered Spain, turned Carthage's allies into enemies, then crossed the sea to strike at the heart of Africa. And Hannibal came running home. They met at Zama. The old lion brought his elephants, but Scipio brought Massinissa's cavalry and tactics carved from years of study. He broke the unbreakable. Hannibal was defeated. Carthage surrendered. And Rome? Rome became an empire. They called him Africanus, but in truth, he was something more. The boy who had survived Cannae had become the shadow that broke Hannibal's path to glory.
If this story moved you, consider liking, sharing, and subscribing, so more forgotten voices can be heard again.